Good morning, everyone. Glad you all can make it this nice sunny morning, Sabbath morning. Well, I'm sure that all of you have had days like me where you're just laying in bed and it's so cozy and warm and you don't feel like getting out. And maybe even the rains at our house, sometimes the rain will come down on the tin roof and just kind of put you in this little rhythm, makes it kind of like a little melody or whatever, and you just want to slip back to sleep. On mornings like this, sometimes scripture will come to mind that helps me to get motivated and get out of bed. I'm sure some of you probably know where I'm going. If you will, turn with me to Proverbs 6 and beginning in verse 6. Proverbs 6 and verse 6. It says, "Go to the ant, you sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no captain, overseer, or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come upon you like a prowler, and your need like an armed man." Well, if that doesn't get you out of bed, I don't know what will. It usually works for me. So don't be a spiritual sluggard. Do God's work. Now, if you will, please come with me to Proverbs 20. Proverbs 20 and beginning in verse 4. Proverbs 20 and verse 4. "The lazy man will not plow because of winter. He will beg during the harvest and have nothing." Also, to accompany this scripture, let's go to Ecclesiastes 11:4. Just the next book over in your Bible. Ecclesiastes 11. In verse 4, "He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap." Now, with these two scriptures, I kind of had this concept that came to me in my mind. And the concept is no faith, no work, no reward. The lazy man doesn't have faith that the weather is going to clear or that it's going to hold out. So then he doesn't go out and plow his fields, so he doesn't go do the work. And as a result, he doesn't reap any reward, the harvest. So no faith, no work, no reward. Now, if you will, let's go to Ecclesiastes 10 and verse 18. Just a page or so over from the last scripture. Ecclesiastes 10 and verse 18. "Because of laziness, the building decays, and through idleness of hands, the house leaks." So here we see, if you don't take care, maintain your, in this case it might be referring to your physical house, the roof will leak, or the house will be in disrepair, and eventually it could crumble from a leak if it damages the foundation. On a spiritual side, we need to get our spiritual house in order if we apply this on a spiritual level. We need to get our spiritual house in order. Of course, for this, we need to ask for God's help. And now for the next sub-point. God's work is a labor of love. If you will, turn with me to Hebrews 6. To support this point. In Hebrews 6 and verse 10. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. We'll actually bring in verse 9. But beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany salvation. Though we speak in this manner, for God is not unjust to forget your work and the labor of love which you have shown towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. Verse 12, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. God's work is a labor of love, and we need to not be sluggish in doing it. In conclusion, we looked at, we had no faith, no work, no reward. We need to get our spiritual house in order. And God's work is a labor of love. And of course, for all these, we need to ask God for faith and for help in doing all of these. Now, if you will, turn back with me, or you don't have to go there, I'll just read it again in Proverbs 6:6. Proverbs 6:6. So who knows, maybe the next time you're laying in bed there feeling all cozy and not wanting to get out and just sleep in, maybe this scripture will come into your mind and help you get motivated. Go to the ant, you sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no captain, overseer, or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. How long will you slumber, O sluggard? When will you rise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come upon you like a prowler, and your need like an armed man. Don't be a spiritual sluggard. Do God's work.